May 26, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God of Comfort. Opening prayer. Loving Savior, your sacrifice made for me, a sinner, overwhelms me. Your desire for fellowship with me, still a sinner, is beyond my understanding. I come to meet with you today with gratitude and love, eager to do your will. Read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Reflect. Our passage today discusses knowing God's comfort. Before you read, take a moment to breathe in deeply and sit in peace. Ask God to meet with you and comfort you wherever you are today. This passage is bookended with words of comfort. See verses 1, 2, and 11. God commands Isaiah to speak tenderly to his people, to remind them of the forgiveness of their sins, and to reassure them of his loving, gentle care, alongside his power. I remember verse 11 being helpful when I had just had a baby. It was a tangible reminder that as I cared for a young, vulnerable child, so God cared for me and carried me close to his heart. Have you experienced God's love and tenderness for you? Remember and thank him for it. You may recognize verse 3 as something John the Baptist says in the New Testament. See Mark chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. It's declaring a future of change and hope, where God's glory will be revealed, bringing good news to God's people. Jesus. How exciting this must have been for those to whom Isaiah was speaking, living in exile. But perhaps they also felt uncertain. How could they know it would come to pass? Because God's word endures forever. It is reliable and true. Apply. Look up 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 through 25. God's word and his salvation are imperishable, indestructible, and permanent. Closing prayer. Father, thank you for the comfort and encouragement your Spirit offers me today because of the hope I have in Jesus.